change can occur. That functions as an opening, functions as a light beam, functions as an opening of divine knowing. Not meaning that I'm handing over divine knowing, meaning that the divine knowing that's already in you, in the questioner, has a chance to sprout, has a chance to take root, has a chance to grow in them. So it's very complicated. People sometimes think I'm sitting up here answering questions. That's just the format. Something very different than question and answer is going on when we're doing question and answer. And there's no reason for you not to understand it, or for anyone who comes to the Bodhi Center not to understand better what it really is. Because all of that is simply transitional. It's simply a role play that we do together until that day when you can do it by yourself. Until that day where no question is needed and no answer from the outside will be sufficient. Until the search is so pure, until the need to know is so overpowering that nothing else matters. That everything else can go to hell. As far as you're concerned, everything else can fall to pieces as far as you're concerned. But you need to know the truth. You need to get to the actual truth. When that's the place your question comes from, then you're really ready to receive an answer. And the answer will penetrate. That day, you won't argue with the answer. That day, you won't go home and ponder what was said. That day, the answer will be drunk down and go into your cells. And if that really happens, then all questions will disappear. Then the spark of the divine will start a fire in you. And that fire will consume everything. In that sense, my job is very much like the pyromaniac. My job is to throw a spark into you that starts a fire. Your question, my answer, is the flint. But again, understand it really, truly. It's not about your question. But your question is important. It's not about my answer, but my answer may have meaning. What it's really about is, can that spark happen in you? Are you fallow ground? Are you combustible? Is it possible for that spark to jump into you and for a fire to start? A teacher is just that possibility. Osho's whole life was meeting people and